All right, folks, as we finish out the show, we will open up our inbox as we always do. Very pleased to have Deanna from Counseling here. Hey, Deanna.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Great to have you here. Thanks for hopping off the phone lines upstairs to answer one of our questions.
Sure.
We appreciate this. All right, this is it's a good one. It is from a girl, and she says, I have a strong desire to be married. Hey, you came to the right place. That's just me adding that. However, guys may not see me as approachable. I'm usually introverted in all the environments where I would get to know a guy. I'm afraid this will hold me back from connecting with anyone, so I don't know what to do. When I actually like someone, it feels like I'm missing a train that I want to hop on, but I can't. Aw, that was a good analogy. That is kind of a poor thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, introverts, you know, they drive a lot of their energy from their own emotions and their own ideas, where extroverts get all kind of revved up about outside, you know, people and things that are going on in the world and activities. So one good thing for her would be to have a plan. So if she has a friend that's more of an extrovert, then maybe they could go together and she could, like, you know, think of some questions that she could just go ahead and ask him or the group of people that she's around, that kind of things, but sort of have some of those things in advance. Mm-hmm. And have a friend that's maybe a little more outgoing that can sort of be that in-between person to bring you into the conversation. It's also good to kind of think of some questions ahead of time that you would like to ask him, because sometimes you just get there and you get really nervous and, you know, you don't really know what to say, and then it's just awkward. Hmm. So if you come in and you have some questions, then you're talking to him and you kind of have a purpose. It's not like you're just awkwardly standing there.
Yeah.
You also have to think about your body language. Some people are not really good at talking, but you can communicate a lot through your body language. So it's important to kind of, you know, pay attention to that and sort of where you stand and how you do that and, you know, how open you are to even having other people communicate with you. It's also good to go places that you are maybe a little more confident. So if there's, let's say there's, you're really good at tennis, well, it may be good to go there, and that would be a good place to meet people because you're already good at that. You don't have any, you know, you're less likely to be, I guess, embarrassed or, you know,
and it gives
aside.
You something to do, like, right. Rather than just standing around awkwardly.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's always good to have something to do, whether that's eating or, you know, playing a game or whatever. And so then those moments of silence can kind of be filled up with that activity.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I like your idea of kind of, you know, not that, you know, extroverts, because I'm an extrovert, even though only a mild one. You know, not that we're not saying go out and use every extrovert that you,
right.
you can find.
Right.
But I think extroverts, especially if you have an extrovert who is a friend who wants mm-hmm. to help you in this area.
Right.
And they're like, you know what? Let me help break the ice. Let me introduce you to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. If you have someone in particular that you are interested in, this extrovert can maybe like work that friend network and kind of,
right.
you know, get an introduction or whatever. I think that's good. Though I would also say, and do you agree, Deanna, that I always counsel people, especially women, to not travel in packs. Like if you do go to an outing or a party or something like that, you know, don't hide behind the six
right.
extrovert friends that you have who are going to get the spotlight and who are going to, or don't go stand in the corner or up against the wall,
right.
you know, the true wallflower. Be by yourself a little
mm-hmm.
bit, you know, stand, maybe come out into the room, stand by yourself, wait for someone to approach you, see if it happens. If it doesn't, then you can go back, you know, but give someone a chance to approach you and start
right.
a conversation.
Well, and even like, you know, guys love food. Stand mm-hmm. by food and guys
yeah.
will come.
Yeah. Or the TV if it's like a football party.
Right.
Or get
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything like that. That's good. And then, yeah. And no one likes to just go every time you go through the table, like if you have a buffet or it's a party or whatever. Everyone always has to say something, because if you're going walking
right.
by someone, you have to like make some conversation. So that's a great opportunity,
mm-hmm.
as you said, to have a couple of those little go-to questions ready
right.
for just, you know, hey, who do you know here? Or how did you find out about this or whatever?
Right.
I think that's good and helpful.
Yeah.
Great pointers. Great way to get started. So thanks so much.
Sure.
Yay. All right, folks, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org. But before you do that, make sure you go over to boundless.org/pursuit and get registered for Pursuit 2015 right here, July 9th through 11th. This is your last opportunity, the last show that you will hear before rates go up. So boundless.org/pursuit. Tell your friends, post it on your social media, let people know that you're coming. And be ready to represent. We're excited. So that is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.